Welcome to this introduction to the audio-described performance of the Royal Shakespeare Company's production of Roald Dahl's Matilda, adapted as a musical, with book by Dennis Kelly and music and lyrics by Tim Minchin, with musical supervision and orchestration by Christopher Nightingale. The music's live, played by a band offstage. Matilda has been directed by Matthew Walkus. The performance is approximately 2 hours and 30 minutes, including an interval of 20 minutes. The audio describers are Ellie Packer, Julia Grundy and Mary Plackett. Building blocks and letters are the theme for the colourful set in front of us. The front of the stage looks like the mouth of a huge cave, plastered with letter tiles. The tiles are piled higgledy-piggledy over the walls, each side of the stage and across the ceiling above it. They are different sizes and colours. There are children's building blocks, Scrabble tiles, tiles with elaborate Victorian-style letters, tiles with letters written in felt pen, and some with musical notes. Words can be picked out from the jumble of letters, all ones that crop up in Matilda's story, like dynamite, atmosphere, escape, acrobat, phenomenon, and dangerous. When we arrive, more brightly lit letter tiles hang at different heights above the stage, spelling the name Matilda. The back walls and floor of the stage are made from square blocks of wood fitted together. As we enter the auditorium, a few of the floor squares are lighted in different colours and have letters from Matilda's name on them. Later, some of the larger floor squares rise up to become the tops of school desks in Matilda's classroom, with smaller seats rising up alongside them. The scenery at the back is mainly painted on flat cutouts, which slide in from the sides. At the start of the play, the back wall is hidden by tall bookshelves, crammed with books with blank spines. Pieces of furniture and props are used to create the different places in the story. At the beginning, two long tables stand end to end to make a party table. The floor-length white tablecloth has the word birthday written on it in big red letters. For one scene later in the play, four playground swings hang at the front of the stage. The children stand on them and swing out over the audience while they sing. The costumes are copies of the illustrations in Roald Dahl's book about Matilda, which were drawn by Quentin Blake. Matilda Wormwood, the book's heroine, is an exceptionally clever five-year-old who lives with her parents and older brother Michael in a small town. Despite her young age and small size, and her parents' lack of interest in her, Matilda is a very confident little girl, sure of her own abilities and not really aware of how unusual she is. She has a sweet face and long hair. At first, dressed in a plain cotton frock and start-right sandals, she soon begins school and always wears her Crunchem Hall school uniform like the other first years. Matilda's parents, Mr. and Mrs. Wormwood, are in their late 30s. Both of them are tall, thin and energetic, with hard faces and sharp, angular bodies. Mr. Wormwood, a used car salesman, is dressed in a green and black checked suit, worn with a blue waistcoat trimmed with the same check, and a white shirt and tie. His socks and the jacket lining are the same bright blue. A brown trilby hat and caramel-coloured winkle-picker shoes complete his wide boy look, along with gold cufflinks and signet ring, and a diamond stud in his left ear. Mr. Wormwood's hair is brushed up into a quiff, and with his beady eyes and pointy nose, he looks a bit like a rat. Mrs. Wormwood's love of salsa dancing is reflected in her clothes. She wears a flounced, flowery blouse in shocking pink and blue silk, with a purple skirt which is slit to mid-thigh, revealing her long, slim legs, encased in shiny pink fishnet tights. Her high-heeled, sparkly blue shoes make her legs look even longer. The skirt can be whipped off to display a fringed silver miniskirt with large pink hearts at front and back. Mrs. Wormwood's hairstyle is her most striking feature. Platinum blonde, but with dark roots, it's piled into a tower on top of her head with a cascade of ringlets falling over one shoulder. Michael Wormwood, Matilda's older brother, is his parents' favourite. He's a lazy, gormless youth who spends most of his time slumped in an armchair, eyes glued on the old-fashioned TV set, even when it's only showing the test card. His expression is vacant, and he's always the last to catch on. Michael wears droopy jeans and a red hooded sweatshirt with the word Genius in white across the chest. A yellow baseball cap worn back to front covers his lank brown hair. The Wormwood sitting room has a back wall made from another pile of blocks covered with green patterned wallpaper. Grey stone blocks make a frame for the fireplace, which has black blocks in the middle with the word soot written across them. Three outsized flying ducks made of plastic are fixed to the wall, together with a brightly coloured portrait of a lady's face. The mantelpiece is crammed with ornaments, souvenirs from holidays, models of Spanish dancing ladies and plastic flowers. On either side of the room are two bright orange armchairs with lime green cushions. Facing them at the front of the stage is the TV set placed on a fluffy lime green rug. In contrast, Matilda's room is decorated in peaceful shades of blue. Blue wallpapered blocks for the back wall, a matching blue bed and cover, and blue bedside table on the left of the bed, and a small lamp on it. The head of the bed is against the wall, with a shelf above it, sturdy enough for Matilda to sit on. It holds a row of plain white books. On the back of each book is a letter. Reading along the row, the letters spell the words Library Books. A pop-up wall at the front creates the Wormwood scruffy bathroom. This wall is also made from square blocks, the lower ones covered in peeling wood effect wallpaper, the higher ones see-through. The word His is on the right-hand side and the word Hers on the left.